This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Delta Airlines reported third quarter earnings this morning. Profits were up 60% July, August, and September. Still lots of demand for travel, obviously, especially for what Delta calls its premium products, tickets that guarantee you seat selection and a little bit of extra legroom. Those sales, as well as business and first class, were up 17% year over year. That's compared to just 12% growth for seats in the back of the plane. CEO Ed Bastian said it looks like that trend is going to continue. And as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, Delta is not the only airline betting customers will shell out for an upgrade.
For a long time, most airlines' strategy was to jam as many people as possible into the main cabin and charge a premium for anything above coach, says David Slotnick with the travel site The Points Guy.
Those used to be priced exorbitantly. They were really for passengers who didn't care about price.
But the pandemic changed that. As restrictions started to ease, Slotnick says people were ready to travel again, but still COVID cautious. Plus, they had some extra savings, so they were willing to pay for more space from their fellow passengers.
And they realized, oh, this is actually kind of nice. I should do this more often.
He says airlines noticed this growing market for something between coach and business class. And after some tinkering, they seem to have figured out what travelers are willing to pay for premium economy seats.
And I mean, the airlines are doubling down on it, and it's just been a resounding success for them.
So what's in it for us when we shell out for the upgrade?
You're getting a quilted plush seat. You're getting free alcoholic beverages if you're over 21. Really nice amenity kits, memory foam pillows.
That's Sally French, who follows the travel industry for NerdWallet. She says the post-pandemic revenge traveler wants to feel a little spoiled while they fly. But another driver of premium economy sales is that the floor has moved, says travel analyst Lindsay Roschke with Morning Consult.
The basic economy has become incredibly bare bones.
Carry-on luggage only. You don't get to choose your seat.
You've got people who are the kind of more mainstream travelers who are looking at that and saying, actually, it makes more sense financially for me to trade up.
In some ways, Roschke says, today's premium economy is yesterday's standard. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.